shall we have a word of prayer again. Father, we want to appreciate you again. We thank you for the sub leader, the sub leading, the sons, and the messages they carried, Lord. Our hearts are prepared to receive more from you. We pray, O God, that while you are blessing your people, you will not pass any force by. For this is the way you have ordained that your bride should be prepared and made ready. That bride you refer to, that is without spot, without blemish or any of such thing. This is the way you have ordained for them to be prepared. And the message that you have ordained, Lord, for us for the preparation, is what we are gathered unto, Lord. Thank you, Father. Have thy way in our lives. Be with your servant Ibakatare and in all the nations of the world. Just help your servants. Help every one of us, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray. Amen. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. We are happy to be back again to the house of the Lord. Let's listen to this announcement. Let us again turn to John chapter 4, from verse 20 to 24. He said, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. As we were saying in the Sunday school, we just want to continue with that same thought in this main service so that we can follow the same line of thought for some time. You know, the time allotted for the Sunday school is always too short to see so many things. Praise God. Amen. Well, if we look at where the problem of man started, was in the Garden of Eden. In the actual sense, God actually created man to be 100% under him, so that he will be the one leading the man in everything he does. He did not create man to go and fetch for himself. He created man to really depend upon God for everything. But something happened in the garden that brought about a separation. That leadership that God was having over the man was broken. And because God is God, He's eternal, He knows all things, and He has a program, you know, He wouldn't allow man to go like that. The prophet said, when God said, the day you eat thereof, that day you will surely die. The prophet said that meant both physical death and spiritual death. He said that would have been the end of human race. But because God is rich in mercy, that is why when that day happened, He took an innocent lamb. He killed it, used the blood to cover the sin of the man so that man could continue to approach unto God. And He used the skin to cover the nakedness of man. And from that time, the blood of animals was introduced as a means of approaching unto God. But it was not a perfect way. Hello? It was not a perfect way because if it was a perfect way, then God would not have asked for another blood beside the blood of animals. That is why Brother Abraham told us that the reason why the blood of animal could not perfect the worshippers according to the scriptures is because the animal has body, he has spirit, he has no soul. So the life that was in the blood of animal was animal life. It could not come upon the worshipper. He said, but the worshipper, is it because the worshipper has body, he has spirit, and he has soul? He said, therefore, God has to watch out for another blood, which will be more better than the blood of animals. And when God was looking for that, He could not find it in you, nor in me, or in any of us. Why? Because we were all born wrong. The prophet said it was not actually the intention of God's plan for man and woman to reproduce children by the way of man and woman union after marriage. You know, there are little ones in our midst. You know what I'm talking about. I think I was more precise in the Sunday school because we were all adults. In most cases, many people think what makes you a sinner is because you drink, you smoke, maybe you flirt with women, you steal, you lie. No! What makes us sinners is the way we were born. That is why the scripture says, in sin did my mother conceive me. In sin did my mother conceive me. But Abraham said the perfect will of God, that God intended that man should come here, was the way Jesus came. Hello? Was the way Jesus came. He said Adam would have come to a point and he conceived. The thing that happened, Lucifer rebelled in heaven. He was cast down with 2/3 of the angels. He was jealous. Jealousy is of the devil. Hello? Something, God did something for your brother or for your sister, you begin to jealous, you begin to wish he's supposed to be you, why him? You have a wrong spirit. If anybody is blessed in whichever way, you have to appreciate God for it. Because the Bible tells us we are one body. If one man is blessed, the whole body is blessed. I gave an example of this time, the first time we started going to Ghana. Remember Okuset them house. That is where they were giving us war room to stay. But along the line, God bless Bratia house, Bratia and the rest of them. Our condition changed for better. How will you be jealous of a thing like that? You see, but remember, the way we were born, we have a certain nature, which the Bible refers to as Adamic nature. In that Adamic nature, you can lie, you can cheat, you can steal, you can backbite, you can gossip, you can fornicate, you can commit adultery, you can disbelieve God's word. Every evil is embedded into that Adamic nature. They all have sinned, all miss up. Whether you be general overseer, whether you be pope, whatever title religiously, you carry included it. I come short of the glory of God. That is why when Jesus came here, Jesus came just for one purpose. That one purpose was that he had children and he needs to bring those children out of the bondage of sin. And there's nothing else that could. He couldn't get that perfect blood anywhere. Himself, as God, who could have provided that blood? He is a spirit. Hello? He is a spirit. He couldn't do it. That is why he decided he will come in human form. The Bible says, a virgin shall conceive. And when this virgin conceives and gives birth to a child, the name of this child is called Emmanuel. The interpretation of Emmanuel is God with us. So you see that Jesus coming, Jesus was not a Jew, he was not a Gentile, he was not a Samaritan. He was Jehovah of the Old Testament. Who is Jesus Christ? He didn't know. He became flesh for one purpose, so that his sons and his daughters might be regenerated, might be born again, might be delivered from the power and shackles of sin. That is why he became flesh. When you keep hearing him say, I come to do the will of him that sent me, finish it. He was talking to his disciples, what is a greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends, and he gave his life unto them. Hello? He made us to know, he said, these people that my father has given to me, past tense. In Ephesians chapter 1, he tells us that we were chosen in Jesus Christ before. Hey, brother, put Ephesians 1 here. Let's read it. We were chosen in him, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from our God, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is where I'm going. So let everybody pay attention. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see, if you are a Christian, if you travel through memory lane to your origin, it will take fear away from you completely. Before the foundation of the world, you were chosen by God to be a son of God, to be a daughter of God, and there is nothing the devil can do about it. Absolutely nothing. And the prophet said, when he chose us, he wrote our names in the last book of life. And God himself promised he will not erase those names.
And the devil cannot have access to that place. So we are safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, yes. Until the prophet further explained to us, he said, God brought you here. And he has a purpose for bringing you. He said, until that purpose is accomplished, he said, nothing can take you. He said, until God finishes with you, nothing can take you out of this place. Hello? What an assurance. What a confidence. Knowing how much God loves you like that. You know, we used to sing that song. I love him because he first of all loved me. When you were not yet in existence, by the foreknowledge of God, he knew you were coming and he loved you and he wrote your name in the last book of life. You think one careless witch will come around and say, want to cut your life short? It's wasting time. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh my. All power in heaven and in earth is at his disposal. But Abraham said, if there is any other God in heaven, it must be a powerless one. Because all power in heaven and in earth are in the hands of Jesus Christ. And that is why we know that Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ of the New. Amen. The life that he lived when he was here proved that he was more than a man. But Abraham said he was 100% man and he was 100% God. A woman was debating with the prophet. He said, I love your preaching. He said, but there is one thing I don't like. He said, what is it? He said, you are making Jesus divine. That Jesus was not divine. And the prophet said, if Jesus was not divine, that would be the greatest deceiver the world has ever seen. But he was divine. And the woman said, I will prove it to you in your Bible that he was not divine. The prophet said, well, I believe the Bible. If you can prove it, I'm listening to you. He said, yes. In John chapter 11, before he raised Lazarus, the Bible recorded that Jesus wept. How can he be divine? I've been weeping. He didn't know he was talking to a prophet. The prophet said, the man part of Jesus was human. He could have married and have a family. That is why the prophet told us he was tempted by money, by popularity, by women. The Bible says he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. The man part of him was tempted. But the spirit that was in him was the Almighty God himself. Without measure. What is in you, what is in me, as sons and daughters of God, is a measure of that spirit. The fullness of it was in him. He had to fulfill all scriptures. Hello? Because the Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice. And weep with those that weep. So when the people were weeping because of the death of Lazarus, he also wept. But he knew what he was going to do. He wept as a man. But when he got to the grave of Lazarus, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And a man that had been buried 4 days came up. That was more than a man. One day he was coming. He was hungry as a man. He looked at a fruit, a tree, full of leaves. No fruit thereof. He said, nobody eat your fruit here forever. The tree dried up from the roots. That was more than a man. Hello? This same man took 5 loaves and fed thousands, and there were remnants. That was more than a man. One day, he stood, he told the people, he said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to raise it again. That was more than a man. Talking. Tell me any other religious leader that have ever said something like that. That is why when he was crucified and he was buried, take note, brethren, if he did not submit himself, there is nobody who could have arrested him. You know, in the garden where they came, he asked them, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Say, I'm the one. They all went backward, further. If he had not submitted himself, nobody could have arrested him. But he came for a purpose, and that is why he submitted himself. Brothers and sisters, if you have that revelation that it was for your salvation that Jesus suffered and was buried and he rose again from the dead, you will run away from sin. Oh yes. You will not compromise an iota of his word, whether for your father, whether for your mother, whether for your wife, whether for your husband, whether for whosoever. Even if they put AK-49 on your head, you will speak the truth. God bless you. We are what we are today by the grace of God. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. I was more righteous than the other brother. No. It's grace. That is why the prophet said the second name of the bride of Jesus Christ is Miss Grace. Also received for. That grace cannot be bought, cannot be found in the local market. It cannot be found in the supermarket. It's not in shopping mall. Hello? It's only from the sovereign one, sovereignly given by the sovereign one. Unmerited. Oh, may God help us. No wonder Jesus said we are the light of the world. He said we are the salt of the earth. You kill a whole turkey. I use it to cook. Don't put salt. It will be tasteless. We are the salt of this world. Not politics are politicians. Because we are here, that is why things that are happening are being restrained. One day, God will take us out of this place. God be merciful to whosoever will be here then. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Remember what we are preaching on, the true worshippers. As we are here, so they are gathered in Methodists, they are gathered in Baptists, they are gathered in Roman Catholic, they are gathered in people that say deeper life. Before you say deeper of this life, why don't you have the life first? Grammar. What am I saying? All the denominations. But Abraham said, it's either you are in this message or you are in a message. Outside of this message, the entire age is a message. Because the age is a message, that is why God sent Elijah the prophet to us. To do what? To turn the heart of the children. Remember, of the children to the fathers, which is the apostolic father. The prophet made the emphasis. He said, remember, it's only children that will listen. There are so many claim to be following this message of the hour. And the things that they are teaching at the things that they are practicing are million miles away what Brother Abraham taught. Hello? Remember, I preached the message, three kinds of believers. Unbeliever, made believer, true believer. Had the prophet remember, he said, remember, God is only obligated to each other when it comes to revelation. He's only bound to his children. He's only obligated to his children and his children alone. And without revelation, you can never know the plan or program of God. You can never be a true worshiper. Hello? The prophet said, it's only the seed of God that can be regenerated. When he chose Judas, who finally betrayed him, many people thought Jesus made a mistake. God doesn't make mistake. When he brought in Judas, he said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Judas was brought in to do that job because none of the remaining 11 can do it. Not Peter, Luke, John, Matthew, none of them could do it. He is the only one that could do it because he came from hell and he must go back to hell. Hello? As we are all sitting, so we came back, we came from somewhere. And where you came from was not determined by you, it was determined by God. And whether you like it or not, you are going back to where you come from. Hello? Jesus said, they that my Father has given to me, past tense. You see when he gave that to him? Past tense. We read it in Ephesians 1. Before the foundation of the... He said, they will come. You that go out for evangelism. Brothers, Brother Abraham said, many people think, many people in their banners, they say, Nigeria for Christ. You are only talking. Nigeria cannot be for Christ. God said he was coming among the Gentiles to take a people for his name. Not the whole Nigeria. It's not possible. I don't care how you preach. I don't care what you do. It's even contrary to the program of God when you say Nigeria for Christ. God is only dealing with one nation. And that one nation, he still have his children among them. That is Israel. And the prophet said, all Israel shall be saved, does not mean all Jews. He differentiated it. He deal with them as a nation. But every other nation, he deal with individuals in those nations. Like in Nigeria, he's dealing with individuals. But Abraham preached a message, one in a million. He said, 2 million strong men, women left Egypt. Only two of them reached the promised land. Joshua and Caleb. Hello? That is why in this preparation time, brothers and sisters, you have to examine yourself. Am I a true worshiper? A true worshiper will worship God in spirit and in truth. A true worshiper will not add an iota to God's word. He will not subtract. And the prophet said, addition and subtraction is the mystery of death. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Remember, those hear the law cannot fail. I will send unto you Elijah the prophet. To do what? He shall turn the heart of the children to their fathers. Is thus says the Lord. Are you a child? Whether you like it, you don't like it, If you are a child, your heart must be turned to the apostolic father. Because thus says the Lord, does he faith? Hello? This earth that we are building houses, that we bring rail train, that train is traveling on. By the word of God, the foundation of this earth was laid. The word of God cannot be broken. There is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such things. The question is that, brother, sister, are you one of them? Because if you are one of them, you know. If you have passed from death unto life, you know. The Bible says, therefore, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl be in Christ, is a new creation. He has been recreated differently from the way he was born by mama and papa. He now has a new parent, which is God, the creator. Hello? As you take the nature of your papa, you now have a new parent from above. That is why the prophet said, no matter what has been happening in your in the lineage of your family, he said, if you are born again, he said, that it doesn't at all. You are born from a different parent. Therefore, if any being Christ is a new creature, he has been raised by the Holy Ghost, which is God. All have passed away. People can claim things. You still can lie, cheat. You still live immoral. You gossip. You can backbite. You can be tribalistic. Your nature has not been changed yet. Because men, those women, those boys, those girls that we are talking about, their nature has been changed to divine nature. Paul said, "Is Christ liveth in me?" Where Christ is God. No, we should talk to you, sisters. You should dress. Your body is a temptation to man. The big ground of that is why in your dress, sisters, don't follow the pattern of the world. You have a catalog. You check it. You say this is the pattern. We now sew sleeveless. We put net to here. And we are all see our body. What you are wearing is sleeveless. Because your body, we are seeing it. It's a style of the world. You don't move us. Small sisters. You can't help us. We are putting. You don't know. Oh, Molo. You are hiding it from mama. Hi, papa. Hiding it from any of that. Is it your mama that will judge you? Is it your papa that will judge you? The one that will judge you knows all things and he sees all things. No hiding place. Oh, hallelujah. The only hiding place for sin and sinner is under the blood of Jesus. You come to church, you wear what you put on trousers. Every boy you embrace. When the prophet said, you can only do that to your husband. He said, the man is made of male sex. The woman is made of female sex. He said, the two come together, there must be a cessation. If the man is heavy, he said, don't do it. He said, your daughter will grow to a cessation. Hello? May God help us. I say, may God help us. One thing you must know, you cannot be more spiritual than the message. You say, no, I don't care. If my daughter is grown up, I can embrace that, nothing happened. You are holier than the message. May God help us. Remember, the message is God in written form. When you are born again, you are a new creation. It is the nature that makes us to see. where that nature is dead. The Holy Ghost doesn't come inside of you to be struggling with Adamic nature. No, sir. He killed that nature and take possession. And that is why he became man. Jesus did not die in vain. Oh, praise be to God. When that happened, you are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I've seen people go out to witness. Along the line, what does he rock for? Both the man who claimed to be witnessing for Christ, the evil, to a point of almost fighting. Sister, brother, you are not yet born again. No? Because one time I was going at come and see women. 9 out of 10 of them, they were in trousers. One of them start following me. Daddy, I want you to. I look at her. I say, Femile, Nakiru Shele. Are you a witness of Jesus? He say, yes. I say, go and dress well. Remove your trouser. Jesus said you shouldn't wear it. If you tell some of them, the word of God says you should not wear trousers. He said, don't judge me. Don't judge me. It is the word of God that will judge you. God will not judge the world by Abraham Tabernacle. He will not judge the world by Christ by Tabernacle. He will not judge the world by any church. He will judge the world by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the world. Oh, yes. That's how he's going to judge the world. Praise God. Amen. Don't try. Don't struggle. Just follow divine instructions and experience baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the end of your struggling. Some people say they are filled with the Holy Ghost and their anger can drive lion away from the bush. Excuse me. Let's see Galatians. I always refer to that. That is how you know who you are. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Every woman be have this, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions. As such like, of the which I tell you before, I have told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is what says the Lord. And he cannot fail. They that do these things, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This is a man that is born again. This is a woman that is born again. We are coming to it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ, sons and daughters of God, are crucified in the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hello? Hello? When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he told him, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. And he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. The prophet said, we don't even see one another. We see the body that carry one another. You are always looking at mantle. This is the body that carry mantle. The spirit, the real me, is the spirit that is in me. May God help us. The prophet said, if you are born again, which we have treated partially in Sunday school, he said, you are as eternal. As God is eternal. He said you can no longer die because God cannot die. I think you know what he's saying. It's not this flesh that he's talking about. Praise God. Amen. Brothers, sisters, In Luke, same time we come, we repeat the same thing all over. What else are we going to say? This is the message that has been given to us to transform our life, to give us rapturous faith, to make us ready for the translation. Killer to face up. The prophet said, you bake an hamburger, I give it to a sheep. He said, it's not sheep food. He said, you buy steak, roast it, give it. He said, sheep can only grow on sheep food. The sheep food is the message of the hour. God told him, store this message. For the bride, we have need of it. Today, we are feeding on it. Jesus has the table spread. Hey, brother, can you put that song on the song people? It's part of the sermon. Come on, brother. Come on. Jesus has the table spread. Where they say, some God that fed. If I choose the people, come down. With this man, now he don't feed. I supply every need. Oh, this sweet to sup with Jesus. Oh, that commander, the master calling, commander. You minister, Jesus, table. Oh, that time, he who fed the multitude. Throw the water into wine to the hungry, call it now. Come on. We are never tired feeding upon this word, the unfailing word from body of the Son of Man. We are not tired in feeding on it. We feed on it while we are lying on the bed. When we wake in the midnight, we keep feeding on it. When we wake in the morning, we feed on it. We gather the family, we feed on it. The last thing, the night, we feed on it. It's transforming our lives. Oh, hallelujah. May God help us. Brothers and sisters, you know, the Bible says, the marriage of the Lamb has come. And the wife has done what? Made herself ready. The prophet said the materials for the woman to make herself ready is the message of the hour today. We are making ourselves ready. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Are you born again? That is the question. Are you born again? Are you led by the Spirit of God? The Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Jesus died to purchase such people so that he would be their leader. That's why the prophet told us that Calvary, that the backbone of Satan was broken. And the sick question was settled once and for all. And God and man once again embrace each other. We all come under the leadership of God again at Calvary. Blessed be God forever. Remember that Holy Holies in that temple, that no man could enter the place where they put the rods, at the rod of Pharaoh burden. That was the presence of God. You can't enter. Say at that time, to enter was death. But when Jesus came and died, the veil that was covering tear from the top to the bottom. And the prophet said, to fail to enter there now is death. We are carrying God in our souls. It is not a sacrilegious talk. It is the truth. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let's see what God says about wives. We are coming. Hello? Ephesians 5. I think from verse 22. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Listen up. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Can sister say amen? Whether it sound loud or small, the truth remains the truth. Remember, this statement here is not giving you other conditions. It's not when your husband is good, you are submissive to him. God didn't put the conditions there. So if you had that as condition of not being submissive to your husband, you are breaking God's word. Yours is to keep what God says. If the man decides to be a devil, God can answer your prayer for him. We will come to what God says about man. God doesn't play with his word. Okay, let's go. where are we? Verse 25. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Hello? That is why some sister will come to me and say, hey, Pastor, my husband doesn't love me. I say, tell the best in the air. When you were a girl, among many girls, his single-heartedly chose you to be his life companion, to raise his children. To me, that is the evidence, I believe, that he loves you. Hello? But if you put her in the house, you don't manifest love to her. I don't know what is wrong with you. After all, let me confess something. Since I've been pastoring for the past 40-something years, I have never chosen a sister for a brother. I have never chosen a brother for a sister. Before man and God. Even my only son, when he was to marry, he did the choosing by himself. This is the mother sitting here. I never even knew he was moving with the girl. He came to the house. The girl came, what he called. He said, Dad, he said, this is my wife. I said, praise God. I pray for the two of them. Now you choose your own thing. Now go live together. You where they leave the message of the hour with all the instructions. Marry a girl that believes as you marry, as you believe. Marry a boy that believes as you believe. You let the message, the true message of the hour, you wait and choose a girl in not revealed. Is it not revealed? God bless you, my brother. It is revealed. We know it is revealed. Amen. If somebody says it's not ready, it's not following our message. And if you are not following our message, it will affect the way your guests will dress. Hello? Scandalous sketch. Almost to the bumble. You see what they call it, whatever they call it. May God help us off shoulder. Those are not our dresses. The prophet said, you cover your body because you as a woman, you are created for one man. The one who will chose you to raise his children. And the prophet said, whichever way the woman is, that is how we raise your children. Make sure you choose a Holy Ghost-filled sister. A Holy Ghost-filled brother. Hello? A Holy Ghost-filled brother will never raise his hand over you. He will never. A Holy Ghost-filled woman, he will never look down on you. He will never. Because the spirit that wrote those instructions is living in him. And that spirit will not break his own word. God bless you. I say God bless you. That is why the new birth is the major qualification for marriage. The man must be born again. The woman must be born again. Are you following me? If the man is born again and the woman is born again, we are not saying that Satan will not bring temptation, but he will always be disappointed. You cannot be too spiritual. I say Satan will not come and tempt you. He tempted Jesus. But Jesus said, upon this rock, spiritual revelation of who I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't say the gates of hell shall not fight. The gates of hell will fight, but they can never win you. There is no Holy Ghost free man that will fall for temptation. Hello? You'll be tempted, but you are more than conqueror. Yes, sir. Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Don't play with the new birth, because that is life. You remember we read it, when was that? Was it last Sunday? John chapter 14. Brother, give us John 14. We want to pick something there. Proverbs 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I prepare a place for you. I will come again. I receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Listen, you know, every destination has a way that leads to it. No matter where you come from in Ibadan today, there are many junctions of several roads you pass to come here. It's because we know the road that leads to this place. But the road, there is only one road that leads to heaven. Hello? Are you listening to me? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The way that leads to heaven is Jesus Christ. Hello? The truth about heaven and the kingdom is Jesus Christ. The life of God is Jesus Christ. If you have Christ, you are on your way to heaven. You have the truth and you have life. That is why people talk too much about local assemblies. Okay. They talk about local assemblies. Of course, you must belong to a local church according to the message. Remember, it is not the local church that leads you to heaven. The only difference between a true local church and a false local church is that a true local church will point you to the word. They can add, they can subtract. A fake one, we add addition and subtraction to please the members. Remember, if you are born again, you will only be ready to please God. To please God. You will not compromise for anything. Say, I'm the one that bring plenty money to this church, and so on. The Bible says, you perish with your money. We tell you the truth. If you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, God can bless you with money. But don't go the way of the Yahoos. I read one in the social media last week. This boy buried his mother alive. According to one native doctor told him, in order to have money. His own mother. Obiolobiri Chosaiso. Olosi. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. What is the kidnapping for? What is the ritual for? What is the prostitution for? It is because of money. What are you going to do with money? I want to know what I know that. They have all gone. Did they go away with the money? May God have mercy on us. After food and raiment, the Bible says you should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We are not taking anything outside of this place. Hey, sisters, if you know your husband to be a thief and you cover it, you are guilty with him. Brothers, you know your wife to be anything wrong, you cover it, you are guilty with her. Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira would not have died if he had told Ananias, don't do this, you know. Man shaking you. But they both agreed. Husband and wife, never you agree in unrighteousness. Because the consequence of it, both of you will share it. Ordinarily, my sins, my wife will not be punished for it. I hope I will not be punished for it. She's an individual before God. I'm an individual before God. Our oneness is in the flesh, not in the soul. Hello? Don't compromise with your husband. It is his unrighteousness. You are separate individuals. You remember the case of Lot? The angel said, except it took out of two of you out of this place, judgment will not come. But they were giving church order. Don't look back. Very simple. Don't look back. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. The woman's heart, her treasure was in Sodom. So her heart was there. The prophet said, finally, she looked back towards her left shoulder. That's where your heart is. And she turned a pillar of salt. Did Lot turn a pillar of salt? A man can be saved, the woman lost, or vice versa. God hates compromise. God told Samuel, is it Samuel now? No, Saul. Go to so place. Destroy the whole place. Both human and animals, both young and old. He went. He destroyed, he brought the king. Fat rams. He got the ties. And all were me. This one and me. He brought them along, contrary to the instructions. The prophet came. When the prophet came, he started talking. Blah, 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 we have done. Exactly as you said. You said, you have done exactly as the Lord said. You brought the king. They brought the king before the prophet. You know what he did to him. Oh, hallelujah, church. The prophet told us that, what is this word again now? Compassion. God bless you. It's not human sympathy. Is doing the will of God. He finished the king. He said, what about the rams? I'm hearing debating. He said, we brought them for sacrifice. That is where the word came out. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, you cannot be born again and be disobedient to the word of God. You can't do it. Some of you say, it is the nature of my work. There are certain places you cannot walk as a Christian. Hello? As a Christian, there are certain places you cannot walk. When you go and get work for hotel, where you will be serving beer, I say you will be Christian. You don't know the person you are serving beer, when he drop, he will pounce on you. You are in Satan's ground. The prophet told us of a sister who was only one unbelieving boy. Until that unbelieving boy went and made arrangement with a woman for a special Fanta. This special Fanta, they have poured a lot of stuff inside. He said, and we are coming in the evening. This girl is SU. He doesn't drink like we drink. When I tell you, Dan Fanta. When they go there, he said, ah, sister, we people know you. You know they drink the things, where will they drink? Two cannot work together except that they agreed. You that go to university, who are your friends in the university? You may go to university as a virgin. If you choose a wrong friend, they will introduce boyfriend for you. The way they will do it, you may not even know. Hezekiah Loki, brother Mimiko, you just follow him innocently. Sheep. They say, don't joke on me. Mo Fera Conta, before you come, a man has entered the room, back the door. Before your so friend, your so called friend come, he has defied you. He said, this is what I'm talking about. They brought the Fanta. She drank it. That is all she knows till daybreak. She lost her virginity and took pregnancy in that same act. May God help us. You know, in Israel those days, if a girl goes to marry, they have to ask the husband for token of virginity. The token is this. They have to spread white bedsheet. Because when you break that veil, the prophet told us, it's part of the message. I'm not being rascally. I'm putting the message. The prophet said, when God created woman, he put a veil in her. Some guys, he said, because we do sport. Sport doesn't break it too. There's only one thing that breaks it. Sport only, debi towa. Ikoko wa tole debe. And when they ask the man for the token of virginity, because when you are this virgin, it must bleed. It will stain the bedsheet. That is the token of virginity in those days. If you don't have it, then they will call the girl. Who is virgin you? He will bring the man home. The two of them will be stoned to death. I'm talking those days. So if we bring that kind of law to Nigeria, you think we have enough land to bury the dead? We must as well be prepared to go as far as the Republic of Benin to acquire land to bury the dead. Because right from primary school, all kinds of rubbish is being taught. When they go to secondary school, before they enter polytechnic, they are become professionals. But if you are born again, you can keep your virginity through your university level. Oh, blessed be God forever. Me and the world, you people, you small, small girls in this assembly, and you small, small boys. I was asking a boy, what is your age? He didn't know why I was asking him. He said, whether he said he was 10 or 13. Because you always see him and another boy with guests. One day I will mention your name. Yeah, I will mention your name. May God help us. What do you know about that? You parents, you have to be very careful. To see the way you live at home, you don't expose your child to foolishness. Because they are going to practice it. In the message influence, the prophet said, you may not think your children are watching you. He said, but they are watching you. He said, not your children alone, your neighbors. The church you go, they are watching you. We come to church for salvation. That is the primary thing. A church is not a social gathering where materials are divided. No. You have a need, you meet the deacons, they can't meet the need, you become disappointed. Is that why you come to church? May God help us. Shebi, we know ourselves. What is his work? What do you expect him to bring to church? Hello? In my place, they have a proverb. They said it is where the human beings are rich and they eat, eat remain. That is where you find a refuge dog have enough remnants for goats and sheep and all other animals. Nisi, I'm telling you, with the condition of things in this country, animals are starving. Before he became Dalesi, you find a lot of land there. Oh, they told you. And when you know you talk less of Kaja Kokoku. Even the goats are starving. Where there was a drought in Ghana some years ago, when a man will hold corn like this, a fowl will jump, try to get a bite of the corn in the hand of man. If you look at a church that have money, you should look at the people, the job they are doing. Hello? May God help us. Shebi Shetan She, Owo Tangba, Ibe Lati Sodamewa, Tabi Sore. There is no oil factory here, no black worker here. We are only living by the grace of God. If you bring bill for us that we cannot afford, we can't afford. That doesn't mean we are not Christians. Let me tell you, your judgment about us is not what matters. There is one person who has the final say. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this old man saying? The message is going home. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. True worshippers, they have the true knowledge of the word of God. There is conduct order and doctrine of the church. You go and find out what the prophet said the church should do, how they should go about it. Maybe one day we come back on those things again. May God help us. I say, may God help us. What I am saying about you married sisters at home, when you want to do your work in the other room, lock the door. It is when this small boy walk into you that they come to church and try to practice some funny things. About 13, running after with girls. What do you know about a girl at 13? Emil, care to you by my parents. If you are not careful, next time I pass this way, I will measure your name. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We do not only preach the unadulterated word, we live by what we preach. If we preach it, we don't live by it, we are hypocrites. That is why you brothers, our children, you want to marry. But our brother said, pray very well. He said, because it is not an experimental issue. It is go fine, we move on. It is go bad, we part. He says, till death do we part. He said, it can ruin your entire life. Are you so asked, sisters? Where you were caught it, what were you looking at? Of course, before you can examine a man, whether I have the Holy Ghost, you yourself, God, must have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, how will you examine the man? A bricklayer coming to examine the work of a carpenter. Odolo magba odo. Have you to see cinema? Ariola Solomon, may God help us. These things are not just funny. The prophet said, under no circumstances should a believer marry a non-believer. The day you go and break from a group that doesn't do stand well with the message, are you sure she's born again? And that is what is going to raise your children. It will force you to have television in your house. Of course, now the gun are those days we talk about television. That phone is worse than television that is in your hand. May God help us. So, true worshippers, we stay by every iota of the word of God. No matter. That is what normally breeds persecution. That's why the scripture says, they that will live righteous, holy, in Christ Jesus, they will do what? They will suffer persecution. You go to school, your co-students are after you, the workers of the institution are after you, the lecturer are after you. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you will compromise. They will give you higher grades, but you can't perform because you got the grade with your bum bum. May God have mercy upon you. Remember, if you want to go that way, it is your choice. It's not everybody that will go that way. The message of the hour is individual affair. When it comes to it, it's individual affair. Let me tell you plainly now, because you are an officer, it's not a security that you make the rapture. Because you even preach the message, it's not a security. There are many ways to preach this message that we go to hell. We had a meeting like yesterday in the church. We had a meeting with the board. I was telling them, I said, look, Jesus was saying, in that day, so will come to me. I said, in your name, have we not cast out devils? In your name, we do mighty miracles. The prophet said he was talking to preachers. And he said, I know you, you workers of iniquity. Who told me in this message is that as message as simple as it is, the message that told us what a prophetic office is, how we should identify a prophetic office. There are people who claim those offices, and there is nothing to show for it. And they are still holding on to it. You have the Holy Ghost. Tell she to the sea. They might listen to you, not me. But Abraham said, when you say don't say that, I got it. You remember the case of Ananias and Jeremiah? You said, can you say people of God will go for exile 3 years? Jeremiah said, amen. He said, but remember, there have been prophets before. How they are known is one when what they say to pass. God made Jeremiah tell that man, I did not send him. He would die that year. He died that year. You are claiming to be a prophet. All your prophecies are whatever. They score zero, the opposite. You are holding to it. And unfortunately, there are people so filled with the Holy Ghost, feeling this message, following you. But Abraham said, it is better not to have gifts than to have counterfeits. He said, I would prefer to have a church where brotherly love is flowing, that to have a gift that will divide the people. May God help us. Many of you know yourselves. When the man was with me, he was only coming to tell me dreams. I told him, all these dreams they have, they are symbolic. The prophet said, take a prophet to interpret them. I'm not a prophet. Somebody came, I introduced him to you as a prophet. He left. with that man's testimony. Some of you told me you were going to meet him. I said, go. When you came back, it's not somebody that tell you don't go the second time. Hello? Why are we following Brother Brian? Is it because he's a short, bare-headed man? It because he tens of thousands of dogs say hello. Not ever fail. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are traveling on the right road. Some people say, I believe this message. I don't believe I'm a gay. I say, eh? You are living like your darkness? You are going the way you are ordained to go. Some people say, eight messenger will come. I say, what is he coming to preach? But Abraham had preached the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He said, when the seas were revealed, he said the Bible becomes a new book. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he singular shall begin to sound, the mysteries of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophet. Hallelujah, church. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. Elohim came to Abraham's house. He said, where is Sarai or why? He says, inside that tent behind you. He said, okay, according to the time of life, I will remember my promise. Sarah will give birth to that child I promised you. Sarah was 90. Grandma, it has ceased to be with her after the manner of women. When that happened to a woman, it's good night to a childbearing. But this was a special case. Sarah smiled. He said, who is this person talking to my Lord? Are we going to have pleasure again like your couple? Me, I'm old, my Lord is older. The Bible even says that the body of Abraham is dead. Abraham was still walking. He was still happy. The part of the world was dead in Abraham's body. This message, because it was of who I'm. Hello? And the man said, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah ran out with fear. He said, I didn't laugh. The prophet said, that is telling God to his face that he's a liar. That could have taken the life of Sarah. But Sarah cannot die because he's part of the covenant that God made with Abraham. Isaac must be born. Oh, hallelujah. This message, we gather sons and daughters of God and give them rapturing faith. Because the message is said to them. Oh, hallelujah. When Elohim left, the body of Abraham, the body of Sarah were changed. That is when they were traveling to Gerar. And Abraham said, you are so beautiful. These people, they don't fear God. If you tell them you are my wife, they may kill me and take you. Do me a favor. Tell them, I'm your brother, you are my sister. That's what they said. Abimelech quickly carried Sarah. You know all converted men. Many of their cast, they can't stand the smile of a beautiful woman. They are already in trouble. May God help us. A saint of God is delivered from every unrighteousness. Then Abimelech took her. But Abraham said, Abimelech had eaten the night food. He has prayed his night prayer. He has taken his bath. He has put on his pyjamas. Prepared for a new wife. And God caused a deep sleep to come upon him. God came, he said, Abimelech, the woman you're preparing ground for is somebody's wife. You are as good as a dead man. This somebody is not ordinary somebody. It's my prophet. Because of him, I've already shot the womb of all your women. Go to him, not only restore it, go to him, let him pray for you. Abimelech said, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. Abimelech will tell his stories, but God has already told him what to do. Hey, they told me he's my brother. They told me he's my sister. You are telling stories. God said the woman you are preparing ground for is somebody's wife. The somebody is my prophet. If you don't go to him to pray for him, you are doomed. Hello. May God help us. Except a man be born again, he can never understand the kingdom. Neither can he enter therein. Do you know presently now, every born again man, every born again woman is in the spiritual kingdom. The kingdom we are talking of is presently a spiritual kingdom. The life of those people is already being ruled and governed from above. That is why Jesus said, as I am not of the world, they are not also of the world. I've chosen them out of the world. It's a spiritual kingdom now. In that spiritual kingdom, we have dominion over sin. We have dominion over the flesh. We have dominion over the world. We have dominion over Satan. Brothers, sisters, that is why you have joy unspeakable, full of glory. The economy of Nigeria does not determine your joy. Your joy is because you are born already into the kingdom of God. Where God said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Don't ask me how he will do it. If you ask me how he will do it, I will also ask you. If you give me an answer, I will then also answer you. My question to you is that the two times God was feeding Elijah, where was the food coming from? From which canteen? That is the same God we serve. That is why I don't believe in 3 square meals, people call it. 3 is not even square. May God help us. Is 3 square? And you tell us, where, Damilo? 3 is this square? Blessed be his holy name. True worshippers, they stay with the word. When you see trouble in church, find out there is a minister behind it. Hello? You see trouble in church, there is a minister behind it. Have you ever sat down to think that the joint Easter meetings we used to have, how did it stop? How did it stop? Some cankerworm, some caterpillar, some palmerworm enter into it and eat the foundation. I believe one thing. If you have the Spirit of God, you will work for the unity of the brethren. There is no trouble in the Holy Ghost. Any Yoruba, any Igbo, any Hausa, any Fulani. You are a religious man. People are saying, you see, the only time there will no longer be fuses in churches when the local, even if they make every family a local assembly, there will still be problems. Among every 12, there is a Judah. May God help us. What do you want? Kilo fe? Just tell me, kilo fe. The latest car. You live in mansion. All your bedrooms as big as this auditorium. You get a carpenter to measure it up, make a bed to fill it. You, when you lie down on the bed, it will only be according to the size of your body. Then what is the what is it? May God help us. Look, you will have peace that passes all others, that passes all understanding. When you are in that kingdom. Hello? When you are in that kingdom, you love everybody. Because the love that is in you is the love of God. Oh, merciful God. Do you know there is no pride in the Holy Ghost? You will even prefer the other brother than yourself. You say, what are you saying? The prophet used to give us an illustration about Abraham and Lot. It was Lot that God called him. It is the sympathy of Abraham. I mean, it was Abraham he called. It was the sympathy of Abraham that called Lot. When Wahala came, the man who had the everything, he told the other side, choose first. The prophet said, that is the spirit of Christ. Choose first. You look at what he chose. A carnal man will always choose carnal things. Go and find out when you see quarrel and fight and jumping here and there judging. Owolofa, owo is money. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. A carnal man look at carnal things and is carried away. A spiritual thing look at where we are going. It doesn't compromise. Oh. A Holy Ghost woman, he will not compromise. Even in your businesses, you will be truthful and honest. I used to tell you people, there is no business lie. A lie is a lie. And the Bible says all liars will go to hell. No business lie. Nobody asks you a question. You are selling this product 20,000. Stop there. When you pick it up, you say, product Timothy for 20 years. Who asks you? And you know you are going to lie. You know you are going to lie. Timothy for 20 years. 5 naira, bere, only gain him. And you know you are lying. That you would have kept to yourself. If you buy something 5 naira, you want to sell it 100,000, and it sells for you, now you're gain. But when you begin to say this thing, now only 5 naira be my gain, and you know you are lying. That is a lie. And you will pay for it. May God help us. Let me bring something down. If you and your wife are in the car and an accident happened, a minor accident, as sister, you know that your husband is guilty. And the people gather. They say, who was a witness? The other man say, yeah, where who am I? Will you side your husband where you know he is guilty? Will you say, no, it's the other man who is... It's food for thought. May God help us. When my wife was yes, using one red car, one day she left for work. When she entered the main road here, one tipper, you know, hit her at the back. They called me when I came. Hey! I say, only thank God they did kill you for me. They come along. We will repair the car. The tipper man look at me strange. I say, we share two bamipa. We carry the car. He say, oh, the man will not we go and repair. I say, we will repair it by ourselves. Thank God. If you are here, we will repair her. May God help us. Holy Ghost will not compromise. Holy Ghost will not be prayerless. Holy Ghost will not. The prophet said, if you cease to eat physical food, you'll be getting weaker. He said the Holy Ghost does not eat amala. He doesn't eat a wedu, black soup or white soup, whichever one you like to cook. Holy Ghost doesn't chop ammo. The food of the Holy Ghost is the word of God at prayer. So if you stay 3 days without reading the word of God, without praying, you are stabbing the Holy Ghost. And you are becoming a weak Christian. Your husband will say one word, you say 10. What is that? You should be submissive. What is that? But if the Holy Ghost is there, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the birth that brought us here between Papa and Mama, we were born defeated. But when you are born again, you are born victorious. You can never be defeated when you are born again. Because the Holy Ghost will always be there to lift you up. What took Daniel to the lion's den? Have you ever seen that? Think about it. The people they were working with, they heard a meeting. They say, "Una see these people, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We will never find fault against them. They were having loose women who will show, display their female body." Daniel wasn't looking at that. No, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were not looking at that. They say, "We will never find fault against them, except according to what they believe." That is why they went. I said, "Okay, for the so number of times we not send our petition to the unknown God, but to this image, they know they will not compromise." Christians don't compromise. 5 days a week for work. They say Shebisha Ijobani. They go on Monday. They go to clinic. On Tuesday, ejection. On Wednesday, back. On Thursday, around Miyoyaya, for 4 days out of 5 days, excuses. She be one in church, your body. Do you know the prophet said, if you are working for the government, if you are a Christian, you are working for Christ. It's a quote. He said, if you are not a Christian working for the government, you are working for the devil. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Worshiping God. A spirit and the truth. That is what makes us true worshippers. You don't put anything in jar. As you lie down, before you sleep, you are meditating, you are praying. You wake up, you are praying. You go to ease yourself in the toilet, you are praying. You are cooking in the kitchen, you are praying. Because you are connected to heaven. It's a permanent connection. Our network doesn't go bad. Our network is not empty. It's not grow. It's not enter. It's permanently connected. Praise be to God. God bless you. You wake up in the morning. Before you come to family altar, you have committed the family altar to God, everybody. There are people that wake up, all of you that are sitting here, so they have prayed for every one of you. And they do that every day. Hello? You think people like that get a time for gossip? Rubbish and nonsense. Kinofe gossip. It is not in their character. They have the mind of Christ. Oh, we are going to stop. Oh, we will just read a few things, then we will stop. God bless you, church. True worshippers. I don't know. May God help us. A matter happened between you and somebody. For 2 years ago, you are holding it. Ah. Oh, let me more get us out. It's not there. You come to town. You even see the men. Some what they see, they are coming opposite each other. They see somebody they don't want to shake hands with. They bring out for say hello, Orota Joson. You see Oroto Bami Soye. Nobody call him. He didn't call anybody. Do you know why? He doesn't want to shake the hand of the other man coming. You call that one the Holy Ghost. May God help us. The Holy Ghost is the life of God. Is God Himself inside of you. He will make you to know that your wife is a daughter of God. You should treat her likewise. Hello? Pray for her. He should pray for you too. Do you know if you are at variance, if you have problem, you are your husband, do you know God doesn't answer your prayer? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Your children, let me say this, bear with me. I believe marriage altogether is a responsibility in every way. You must be responsible for the welfare of your wife. The prophet actually said, if you have enough money to cater for the family, he said, let your wife stay at home. He said, I don't believe this modernistic taste of women working. Hello? Hello? I'm touching some soft spots. But that is the message. There is no responsibility for you in the house. That is why some of you will give birth today within a week or to come on a city care. Obinrin olobinrin ti o mo bo se le ati bimo o lo ma ba e tomo. Why? Because you want to go to the office. May God help us. And now, in the house, the man is the head of the wife. That's what we read here. And you said, because the man, Kisho Jushie, therefore, me on Igbafu, me on, you are not believer. Because when God spoke that, He didn't put a condition to it. Do you know when you come here? It is for better and for worse. Hello? For better and for worse. The ring you put on your hand is a token that the covenant that you both made will always be kept. Is that not so? So women will carry that token of the covenant to go for another man. Your life is being recorded by God. You say nobody sees you. There is somebody that sees you. The only person that needs to see you. Because he needs to know who you are, to know how to judge you, where you come. But Abraham said, your life will be played back to you. When you tell your wife, I'm going to Lagos, you check in a hotel in Akpata or Monia, very far away from home. You call your kokuba, baby Timo and you, Mosofara Ibi, Mundo Seko. You are not deceiving any man. No. You are deceiving yourself. Because the person with whom you have to do, whether you like it or not, is the owner of the bread of your life. He can withdraw it anytime without taking permission from anybody. You are going to meet him for judgment. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. For you to live right, just receive the Holy Ghost. You will struggle. Is the Holy Ghost living his life through you? That is why Paul said, the life I now live. He's different from the life he used to live. And that is applicable to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is filled with the Holy Ghost. Hello? Hello? May God help us. Is the Holy Ghost very difficult to get? The prophet said, your full obedience to the word of God is what entitled you to the token. In Acts chapter 8, when our fathers were preaching this message, they have to call the apostles. When they came, they laid hands on the people. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came upon the people. In Acts chapter 19, Paul came around. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They were honest. They were sincere. They said, we have not even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. We were baptized by the one who baptized Jesus. He said, oh, the one that baptized Jesus, his message was that, was to repentance. Repent, for somebody is coming. The person has come, he has finished his work, he has gone. And the Holy Ghost is there taking over. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. After, they were baptized. They received the Holy Ghost. Brothers, sisters, the Holy Ghost is a promise of God to his children. That is the only thing that made the difference between you and the foolish virgins. The rest of the denomination, what have you? What made the difference is the token. When I see the token, I will pass over you. Brothers, sisters, if the man is filled with the token and the woman is without the token, the woman will not make the rapture. Hello? The woman will make the rapture or vice versa. Check your life, oh. I will check mine in the light of the message. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Hello? May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. If I was in a church where there is a pastor and I happen to be a minister in that church, if you bring a matter to me, I will tell you, go and meet your pastor. Hello? So, Gummy. Because that is what the message says. That does not reduce you from being a minister. That shows that you have a token and you are walking in life. When you come to one minister or till you preach, I don't used to enjoy the services. You are causing trouble. Maybe you don't know. You are causing trouble. You are dividing the place. Every minister preaches according to the measure of the grace of God in their lives. Hello. Brother Neville was the pastor of Braham Tabernacle. The prophet told us in the message, in the absence of the pastor, the associate pastor is in full control of the church. in the absence of the pastor, not in his presence. Not that you chose this one more than the pastor. You are a carnal man. You are not serving God. We are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Because the spirit that set the church in order will keep the order of the church. I used to talk to a minister. He used to talk, not in this country, but Sam knows where I'm going. I said, brother, the way you are doing, and you are not always at home. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there. Then if you keep the confidence of your pastor before your family, they will die spiritually. Because if the man is at home, who is preaching today? Before his sermon will do them any good, they must believe him. But if you want to tell them that the pastor is nobody, hey, may God help us. Me, let me tell you, there is one thing I want in my life. God, give me life and strength to preach your word and live by the same. Period. If it's money you want, carry the money. That's why when those boys break into my house, I said, the next time you are coming, I see whether I will die. God bless you. If it's you are coming, Ibi, you can break into houses. You can steal my car. You can take all my properties. But I have a mansion. Oh, hallelujah. Every one of us, we got a mansion somewhere. A thief cannot reach the place. Shalom to your soul. You love the Lord. Me, I love him. Do you know why? Because of us, he loved me. If God has not chosen you, you cannot be a child of God. Very simple. We love him because he first of all loved us. And the love that he loved us, you can't go and meet God. You say, ah, God, he can come over my face of when. Oh, my poor, she mistake. To feel your pastor Martins. Oh, she mistake. If you can go to God, I tell him like that. I do like this for you. But if you cannot reach him, keep quiet. But no more. What God made you, no man can change it. When Jesus opened the door, nobody can close it. God has sent this message to his house. If you are a son of God, I don't care where you are. This message will catch you. In this age, it will catch you. And when you have the revelation of the message, I'm telling you, you will just be going. You love one another more than anything. The love of God, it passes all understanding. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. To be a true worshiper of God is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will not deny his own word. Even if your wife is not living right, you just tell her, okay, honey or sweet or whatever you call it, it's all right. We'll be praying. It'll be okay. At the back, you'll be praying for. Don't say, eh? Don't you know what the message says? You are a devil. Indeed, the message says this, we are doing this. That's not how to do it. The correction that you should correct your wife, you and your children, is with the Holy Ghost love. Hello? You will not make the capture. Ibi Lama Fiesiles, with this thing you are doing. That's not how to say it. That's not how to do it. God bless you. If you are a servant to a brother, the Bible is not silent about it. How you should be sincere in serving your master. How you should be sincere with all sincerity and humility serving him. And the Bible too tells the master, he said, remember you have a master too. Don't be threatening. If you are a house owner, if you drive me out of your house, does not mean I will live on the street. Another door will open. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you shut your door, God will open another one. God bless you, church. No one of us that is ordained to be in that place will be lost. It's just not possible. As Jesus said, all that you have given to me, I lose none. Save the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Amen. Amen. There are some of you that have very good character. I wish I could go into things. There are things that I know about some people that some of you don't know. You say, me, if you stay with God, you will finally be the winner. I don't care the situation. Just stay with God. Don't go anywhere. Just continue to commit yourself to God. When he intervenes, I'm telling you, all the days of your life, you'll be rejoicing. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When Jesus comes, that tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, that tears are wiped away. He's taken the blue, I feel the life with glory. For all it changed when Jesus come to save. Somebody step on you, whether he says sorry or not. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are ready to forgive the person. You are ready to forgive the person. You are ready to pray for the person. You are ready to flow with the person. No malice in your heart against anybody. A man that if he has opportunity, he will terminate your life. You will love him and be praying for him. That is the love of God. All those small boys, again, they say, I love you, I love you, and you are defying the girl. You don't love her. If you love her, you will do any evil to her. Because every fornicator will go to heaven. Will go to hell, You will never do anything, you will protect her. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Until you receive the Holy Ghost, don't rest. It may be you are the breadwinner in the house as a woman. The man is not contributing. Be careful. Don't allow that to make you to get puffed up. Of course, if you have the Holy Ghost, will not. The Holy Ghost will make you to humble yourself. The more you humble yourself, the more God you have. So, Gomi, may God help us. Do you know the deacons are chosen as the policemen, as the assistant of the pastor in the church? As some of you, when you are coming to church, are the ones to tell you what, where to sit. You enter into trouble with them. That ought not to be. Brothers, sisters, it ought not to be like that. There is church order in the house of God. You must obey them. If your child misbehaves, and they do beat the child, you should be happy. There is somebody helping you to train your child. The Bible says, if you forsake the Lord, you did what? You spoil the child. God bless you. May God help us. The message of the hour is given to us to guide us till we meet him in the air. God bless you. Amen. Is it possible? Let me ask a question. Is it possible for husband and wife to live together without quarreling? Hello? Is it possible? Why did they meet here? If I'm beating my wife, why? Kilo Shele. I told you something the other time. I said, no matter how educated a woman is, it might be triple PhD, a woman is created to be under the leadership of a man. Hello? If his Holy Ghost free, Konigapa. The way up is down. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. If I've hurt anybody's feeling, I didn't mean it to. I was just trying to say what the message says. I think when we cross to the other side, you will love me more. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If it's because of my preaching, if I've said anything, you know it's not according to the message, meet me in the room. I'm ready to follow the message because that's what I believe. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? How many of us who want to be remembered in prayer? Just raise your hand wherever you are. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the one that made the heavens and the earth. By your foreknowledge, you knew every one of us as your children. You wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before you even formed us in our mother's womb. Father, you have brought us here. You have revealed your plan, your program unto us by the message of the hour. Heavenly Father, these hands are up. Your children have raised their hands. There is one reason or the other when these hands are raised. You know what it is, and they also know what it is. And they cannot supply this need in their life. They can't do it. You are the only one that can do it. Heavenly Father, we are praying from the platform to the pews. Heavenly Father, don't pass any of us by. Meet us one by one. Take us to higher ground. If there be anything we are lacking, Father, may you supply. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for William Mario Bryan. Thank you for the message of the hour. Thank you for Brother Joseph that I made the message available to the whole world. May you bless him, Lord. Thank you for as many as have contributed to make the message available, to make it possible. Bless everyone, Lord. Thank you for your servant, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers that you are using to re-echo this message to your children. May you lift up the one of their ministries. As many as are sick in this disabled audience, Lord Jesus, you said you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we were healed. Father, take away diseases. Take away sicknesses. Take away infections from the lives of your people. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. To all the organs you put inside of us. The large intestine, the small intestine, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the heart, the womb. Father, may your supernatural power flow through all. Anywhere there is infection, may you flush it out, O God. Thank you, Father. You wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. May our soul continue to prosper. May we continue to prosper in health, in the name of Jesus. As many, Master, as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, we talk much about the Holy Ghost. May you fill them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. If there be any with a bad habit, Lord, may you deliver and set completely free, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. You have taught us your word. You say whatsoever thing we desire. When we pray, we should believe we have received what we ask, so then shall we have it. As we be dismissed, may we dismiss with joy and gladness, knowing that whatever we have asked for, you have already given us the answer. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Yeah, our God is a God of reality. He does not lie. Whatever he says, that is what he will do. He's going to have a church without blemish, without spot or any wrinkle. And by the grace of God, we confess, we believe, we are members of that church. May God see us through. Amen. Hymn number 32. We are awful, tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. So black skies are falling, heaven of so cedar, bright and shine.
never forget.